Anthony Evans singing I Found You. We're going to definitely hear some more of that. And I want to let you know, again, we're talking about communicating with God. And we've talked a little bit about visions and how we communicate with God when he communicates to us via visions. We've talked about that communication that takes place when dreams occur. How about this one? The audible voice, the voice of God that we literally hear, not only with the ears of our spirit, but with our physical ears. I mean, we hear God's voice the same way we hear a human's voice. Now, I know that that may seem a bit, just too much for a lot of people. I understand that. My guess is that is probably one of the least, if not the least prevalent ways that we hear from God. In other words, God is continually communicating with us, but he probably does not communicate with us by speaking in such a way that our natural physical ears hear him as much as he communicates to us in some of these other ways, particularly through our conscience, because he's not always sending us visions to get everything across to us either. He's not constantly sending dreams. I'm not saying the dreams never come. I'm not suggesting that the visions never come. We're discussing them because they do come. But my guess is those are not the main ways he communicates with us. Now, that said, the focus will not be to determine which way God most often communicates with us. I think that it is important to note that, to be aware of the ways that he is most often communicating to us, conveying information to us, so that we know what to be looking for, listening for, what we're trying to observe, what we're trying to be in touch with. And when I say what, I'm not referring to God as a what. I'm referring to how, the means of communication. All right. So that's it. Let's not get caught up on the ways that he is most likely to communicate, convey information to us. Let's just be aware of the various ways so that regardless of how he conveys information to us, we're ready to perceive it so that we can respond appropriately. All right. So again, our primary focus is not which way God most likely conveys information to us. Our focal point for our discussion is simply, these are some of the ways that he conveys information to us. And one of those ways is occasionally through an audible voice that we literally hear the same way we hear the voice of humans. Let's look at a scriptural passage that demonstrates this. We'll go to 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. And again, anyone who is offended, you know, I was talking about offenses lately and earlier. And I do want to say, please forgive me for any offenses that I have been guilty of, regardless of what kind of offense it was, no matter what kind it was. I really do want you to please forgive me. Don't hold it against me. Forgive me. Let's keep moving forward together. All right. So here we go. Audible voice. Even if, you know, you're sometimes saying, well, wow, he should not have done that. He shouldn't have said that. He shouldn't have done this. He shouldn't have done that. Forgive me. And even if you disagree with some of the points that I make when I'm discussing some of these issues, including spiritual perspectives, Don't hold it against me. All right, so here we go. Audible voice. 1 Samuel chapter 3. The boy Samuel, and I'm beginning at verse 1. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. And just, I apologize, just to very briefly give us a very, very, very brief backdrop for this discussion, for the benefit of people who really are not that familiar with this. There was a lady named Hannah who was not able to have children. She was married, but she wasn't able to have children. And she prayed, she prayed, she prayed. And she promised God that if he would give her a son, she would dedicate that son to God. And that child would spend his life serving God. God heard her prayer. He answered her prayer. Impregnated her with a son, whom Hannah named Samuel. She kept him with her until he was old enough to no longer need the breast for feeding. She waited until she weaned him from the breast. And when she weaned him from the breast, she took him to their place of worship, to the temple, and put him in the care of the priest, whose name was Eli, who was overseeing the temple and all of the services that took place at that temple. So here we are now in chapter 3 of 1 Samuel. Those incidents occurred in the first chapter of first and second chapters of 1 Samuel. So now we're in the third chapter of 1 Samuel. Again, beginning at the first verse, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And notice now, there were not many visions. So he's kind of setting the stage for us here to let us know what kind of communication was going to be going on. Let's look at this some more when I come back.